Continue to see these scattered showers overnight and into the day on Tuesday. Look for a low of 34 with an afternoon high of 49. Partly cloudy on Wednesday with 53 degrees. Then another weak storm comes through Thursday. More valley rain and mountain snow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 48 degrees. KSL's top story. Salt Lake City police have charged the man they say intentionally crashed into pedestrians before driving away. KSL News Radio's Claire Scott with the story.
The charges against On Pham claim he hit several female pedestrians intentionally. Prosecutors say Pham was homeless and living out of his car and had targeted women walking down the sidewalk. Pham was arrested about 2 weeks ago after police say he hit a woman at North Temple, leaving her seriously injured. Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill says Pham is tied to four hit and runs in the last 7 months. Pham is facing 10 felony charges, several of which are for attempted murder. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
The recent burst of late winter weather is not only giving our snowpack a boost before spring, it could also set us up to keep more of that water during the summer. KSL News Radio's Adam Small here.
To put it all in context, we already have more than enough water that we need for the year in our current snowpack, so any snow that falls now is just frosting on the cake. However, KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says this rain and snow is helping to saturate the ground, so when spring runoff starts, that first batch of water is going to run into our lakes and reservoirs from the get-go instead of getting sucked into the dry ground like it did last year. And with more mountain snow falling this week, Matt says that snow water number is just going to keep rising.
Based on historical data, our snowpack will likely peak sometime next week. Unfortunately, this weekend's snow wasn't great for everyone's snowpack. Nordic Valley Ski Resort has announced it's officially closed. They say it's because the torrential rain took a heavy hit on their snowpack. Yesterday was the last day of operations this season at Nordic Valley. Today's off and on rain, snow, slush, sun, all of it will be the norm this week, the new norm, Kevin Eubank says. For the rest of the afternoon, for instance, the drive home will be dry, depending on where you're driving.
Utah County's been getting snow and rain, and then Salt Lake will get some sunshine, and then Weber Ogden will get some rain and snow. So it's very dependent on where you're driving, and it's going to be the same this afternoon. Just plan on hit and miss showers throughout the day today into tomorrow, and cool temperatures.
Kevin says the rounds of valley rain and mountain snow will continue to Easter Sunday. A small Utah city just west of Park City now has enough water to start growing again.
Oakley's the home of almost 1,600 people, according to the latest census data, and it hasn't been able to grow very much over the past 3 years because of a building freeze. City planner Stephanie Wolstenholme says the town, much like the rest of the state, has trouble with water supply, but it will soon be much easier to maintain residents.
We've been able to drill a new well, and though it's not fully operational yet, it will be by the time any development would take place in the near future.
Wolstenholme says they don't expect or even want the town to get huge. They just want to see some new families and maintain the old ones. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
A New York judge is refusing to delay former President Trump's hush money trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the judge setting a trial date of April 15th. And Mr. Trump slamming the decision as completely unfair, telling reporters he plans to fight the decision.
I don't know if we're having one. We're going to be appealing right now. I can tell you that.
Meantime, the former president is praising today's decision from an appellate court that ruled that he can post a lower bond of $175 million to cover his $464 million civil fraud judgment.
I respect the appellate division for substantially reducing that ridiculous amount of money that was put on by a corrupt judge.
He says he will post a bond to cover the $175 million. Federal law enforcement agents raided two properties owned by Sean Diddy Coombs this afternoon. The raids in connection with a sex trafficking investigation. Homeland Security confirming that the raids took place in Los Angeles and Miami. And the U.S. is pushing back against Russia's claims that Ukraine is to blame for the deadly mass shooting in Moscow Friday night. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre defending Ukraine.
Look, there is absolutely no evidence that the government of Ukraine had anything to do with this attack.
ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
If you're having trouble getting your prescriptions filled, KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports, you're not alone.
The U.S. Census Bureau says Utah has the second highest rate of people among the 50 states reporting a prescription drug shortage. The Utah Pharmacy Association is keeping an eye on the situation and recommends people ask their pharmacists to check with other pharmacies to see if their medication is available. It's also recommended for people to ask about generics in place of name brand medications. The biggest shortages are for ADHD, cancer, and high blood pressure drugs.
An estimated 400,000 Utahns are struggling to fill their prescriptions. KSL News Time 4:35. It's time for First Look Traffic Monday afternoon. And Ricky, how do we look?
We've got some problems out there. A crash at the point of the mountain on southbound I-15 over to the left, and a crash at the top of the on-ramp to southbound I-15 at 146 South, blocking traffic.